Hi, this is Owen Betts and this is my latest Audio Boo. Thanks for listening. I've been away from Audio Boo and from blogging for a little while, but hopefully I'm making my return and really looking forward to it. So I hope they're of interest. If they're not, then just don't come back or press delete or, you know, just let me know. Anyway, today's blog is about reputation and protecting it in connection with social media, that is. All too often, I go out to workshops with businesses and sole traders to talk about public relations overall, and then to focus on the social media aspect of it. And whilst at these workshops, I'm always amazed at the number of businesses that aren't grasping social media, but it's more about the businesses that fail to realise the potential risk on their businesses, products or services from not being on there, or even from those that are on there and not actually contemplating the pitfalls to it. At the start of each discussion I generally have with businesses, I talk about three key words. That's content, engagement, and reputation. And this audio post is just about reputation and social media. The last word is the one. That word reputation is often the one that gives me the quizzical reaction from the audience. It's almost this look of, well, I'm here to learn about getting likes or followers, and I'm not talking about my reputation. But that's where my point lies. Businesses already immersed in social media or contemplating the jump are all too often looking for the instant wins without actually considering the pitfalls as they jump off the edge and to this digital abyss. And I have to say to them, free falling into social media really isn't a pretty sight unless you know what you're doing. Now, businesses that are dismissive of social media really do risk their reputation. I can't emphasize that enough, as are those already embracing it. At the workshops, I often ask delegates if they've ever undertaken an online search of their business or their brand or even their own personal identity, and that's not for egotistical reasons. The answer is generally no, but once you explain and even show them what others are saying on social media channels or on the web generally about their businesses, perhaps, or about their brands, their ears prick up and they become more focused. That's providing they haven't fallen asleep already. Setting off that little gem of, well, who's talking about you, ensures a sudden shuffle of chairs and scribing of notes. Yes, people are talking about you and your business, hopefully in a good way, but possibly in a negative one. But did you know that? And if so, how do you handle it? That's where we go off to this jaunt into the murky side of social media that many businesses fail to appreciate. They're more interested in the followers and the likes and getting their products and services out there than they are about actually interacting and understanding what the potential pitfalls are. Now, brand reputation is a priority for any business using social media or contemplating it. You cannot ignore it, whether you're on social media or not. If you're on there and you start deleting comments or blocking followers, well, that's really not the answer. That could even set off an unprecedented chain reaction of negative and damaging comments. It might actually generate more followers or likes for you, but possibly for all the wrong reasons. And if you're not on social media, how do you know what's being said about your brand, either positively or negatively? If it's positive, well, why don't you embrace it and actually take that forward as an opportunity for sales? If you're not there, then what if something negative is being said about you? You need to redress it. And that's where businesses need to understand about the PR aspect of social media. It's their brand reputation. They need to think that social media is a positive opportunity. We push that. A lot of marketeers and PR people sort of fully understand social media and its importance within the toolkit of promotion. But if you don't embrace it, or you are already involved in it, but you don't actually look at the negative sides, then you could be missing out and you could be having sort of harmful effects on your business. So it's not all doom and gloom. Social media is a great PR tool for gaining great exposure and engaging with new and existing customers. But when you jump off that precipice into the great digital divide, having the knowledge and the ability to control the parachute to a safe landing is a must. And this post has been just about that. It's trying to get you to think, am I on social media? If so, am I dealing with it? And am I managing it correctly in a way that gains more followers to actually have a return on that investment of time and effort to generate sales? If I'm not on there, what's being said by people about my business? Is it good? Is it bad? How do I know? So if you care about your brand and your reputation, all I would suggest is you start to search on social media and generally on Google or Bing, have a look what's being said. Get involved in social media, dip your toes in if you're not already, because it could be your brand or your reputation that's at risk rather than just the positive aspects.